Why will you not believe me? Why do you still stand afar off? Why are your homes still in ruin? Why can't you love one another? The songs that I chose this night were to lead you closer to the cross. I let you know how much I love you, how much I respect you. But yet still you will not share your love with one another. Husbands, you do not love your wives the way you ought. Wives, because you're not loved, you don't respect your husband the way my word tells you to. Children, you're disobedient day after day after day. What do you think that I need to do for you? I'm not going to do any more. My son hung on that cross. He suffered much pain for you. But yet you still look at that blood that ran down the cross and you think there's nothing to it. You say, no, I don't. Yes, you do. It's the way you live your life. The way you treat one another. No respect, no dignity, no love. I have called and I have wooed. I have given grace after grace after grace after grace after grace, but still to no avail. When you're standing on the sidelines watching my glory fall, when you see the downtrodden and the broken coming in and being blessed, don't curse me, but you will. But don't curse me because I've given you time after time after time to get it together. I have showed you love and you know you didn't even deserve love. I've showed you grace when you didn't deserve grace. But yet you will not show your brother or your sister, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father. You will not show them love or grace, but yet you expect me to pour it down upon you. What are you in this for? Where do you think you're going with it? It is my way or no way. I cannot change your will. I don't even want to. You wonder why your finances are bound up. Your love walk's not right. You wonder why there's sicknesses in some of your bodies. Your love walk's not right. Husbands and wives, I've called you to show the world what families are all about, but all they see is more themselves in you. Wives, why can't you forgive and forget and move on? Why do you keep harassing and tormenting your husbands? And husbands, why do you keep staying with a wife that you can no longer love, but you keep looking here and thither for another woman to make a mess of? You make my church null and void. When the world looks at my church, they don't see me. They see themselves manifested in my house. I brought this song service together this night to draw you close to me. But yet, as I looked down through the portals of heaven, I saw all the division, all the strife, all the unlove, all the unforgiving, and all the ungrace. There's nothing more I can do, church. So I'm moving on. I'm moving on to a people who are broken, destitute, downtrodden, and have not yet been shown the love of the Father. And I will raise them up, and I will use them, and I will take your mantles, and I will place them upon them. For they will know what it is to suffer, and they will know what it is to be loved. And they will move on and they will work for me. You have transgressed my laws over and over and over and over again. And then again and again and again. And yet you still say, show me more grace. Show me more grace. I promised the church that I was going to remove my grace. And I am at that doorway right now. I am removing my grace from the church. And I'm taking it to the world. And not one of you will be able to say, he did not show me enough grace. This chapter of my church is closed, and a new chapter is being opened even this very night. And I'm going to bless, and I'm going to bless, and I'm going to bless those who have yielded to my commandments and my word. And I will use them, and I will raise them up as mighty towers that others can run into.